Fahid. Fahid. Fahid, son.
What's that on your face?
Nothing, nothing.
You scared me.
You all right?
Do you want the bag to sleep on?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
How many times have I told you? If you're tired, go and sleep in my office or in a room and have a proper rest. It's rude here. Customers might see.
Did I say I was tired? No, did I?
Well, I saw you. You were asleep.
No, I was just dozing. There were no customers here.
Well, they might suddenly come in and then you'll have made the hotel look bad.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay now?
I'm fine. You?
I mean, you don't feel drowsy anymore.
No, I'm fine. Wide awake.
Go and wash your face.
Okay.
We love him at Reza's Pilgrims. If you need anything else, ma'am, I'm at your service.
Thank you very much.
Mashhad means pilgrims and souvenirs.
Thank you very much.
This place is all yours.
Thank you very much.
Take care. How are you, Vahid?
Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. You all right?
Any news?
No news, no customers.
Yes, you're right. But it's going to get busy on the weekend.
No, it won't. Now's the time for exams, so we won't have many travellers. And when the weather cools down, many go to Kish.
True, true. And if you have a customer every week from Kish... Well, then you'd be rich.
Oh, what difference does it make for us? We charge everyone the same amount.
He's gone.
Who?
You know, the customer from Kish, the six-star guy.
Yes, he left last night.
I'm curious why he even came.
How should I know? Everyone's been to Mashhad once in their life. As a child, he must have had some memories from here.
Well, yes. And every week someone might come to Mr. Habibi's hotel and make some memories for you. And whether it's night or day, you'll come along and tell the whole story to us. So, what are Kish's souvenirs?
What? You're thinking you're going to Kish as well?
No way. Fahid, my friend, you know that I'm stuck here. My heart's stuck here, yes?
Yes, I know, yes.
Well, now that you're sitting here, could you keep an eye on my shop for 2 minutes while I just pop out?
Okay, I will. Go on.
Thank you very much. If you'd excuse me.
Oh, fate. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm Poshti Kuhi, the owner of the hotel.
Well, well. Hello, how are you? You're better now? Okay, I'm at your service. Oh, that's great. How many are you? There's three of you. Three beds, then.
Okay, okay. A three-bedroom. Yes, yes, yes. Of course. Okay, okay. Take care.
Can I help you?
Good day, Vahid-san.
Thank you.
Vahid-san, see if you've got a three-bed room on the second floor, facing the shrine.
Okay, three-bed room.
Look, if it's empty, reserve it right
okay.
now. And if it's not, don't forget, when they've gone, keep it. I've got special guests coming.
Okay, sir. Tonight the customer who's in it is leaving. Shall I keep that one for you?
Yes, thank you.
Is it good?
Don't forget.
No, sir,
Vahid,
I won't
forget. I'm counting on you.
Don't worry, I won't give it to anyone else.
Hello.
Hello, you
How
well?
Are you, Sir Judson?
Fine, thank you.
Where's your grandfather?
In his shop.
Say I said hi.
Will do. See you later. Thank you. Hello, Sajjad. How are you?
Good, how are you?
You're better?
Yeah, much better.
Any news about customers?
Today we had two or three who wanted their pictures taken.
It's slow, right?
They'll get busy. What about you?
No one. Do you want me to bring you something to drink?
No, thank you.
It's no trouble, really. Do you want something?
Well, a cup of tea?
Oh, our tea's not ready. I've just put it on to brew. It's not ready yet. Sajjad! Sajjad! Sajjad, come here! No, not here. Come. Come on, Sajjad. Sit down here. Listen. I want to ask you a question. Think about it, okay? I wanted to ask. If you had 5 million taman, for example,
okay.
What would you do with it?
5 million?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Can't do much.
You can't do anything with that amount? Well, 6 million. For example, if you had 6 million every month, okay, and you add them all up after a few months, like 6 months, six sixes.
36 million.
That's 36, okay.
Well, in a year, that makes 72 million.
Okay, if you had 72 million, what would you do then?
Well, it's still not much.
72 million isn't that much for you? How much do you make in a month?
Well, grandfather gave me 5 million last month.
1,000 taman?
500,000 taman.
Well, don't talk rubbish then. 5 million isn't anything.
So, what are you going to do with 6 million?
Quiet! Oh, all right.
What would you do?
Well, many things.
Like?
Well, firstly, I'd send my mother 1 million. No, 2 million. She needs money, poor thing. And the rest... Oh, I've been wanting to buy a few things for myself for ages, but I had no money. I'll go and buy all of them. Well, then with the rest, I'd rent out a place, so I wouldn't have to sleep here anymore.
You gave 2 million to your mother, and you spent 1 million?
No, more. I have a lot of shopping.
And there's 3 million left. You want to rent out a place with 3 million?
Yes. Can't I? I said 3 million.
No, I said 3 million.
No, I said, for example, if you save up all those months, then it'll be enough.
Yes? Look, whenever you get rich, can you buy me a camera?
Okay, I will. But I say, Sajjad, if a person has brains, he can be well off.
What?
Why are you looking at me like that?
But isn't that right? This is the way I always look.
Well, it's true. Look at me right now. The state I'm in. I've been working here for years now. What have I accomplished?
Nothing.
I have to stand there all the time behind that desk, and I run everything around here. If a baby doesn't show up for 10 days, nothing will go wrong. I'm managing the whole place.
He's never here.
No, he isn't. I have to stand by the door and give passers-by directions. They ask where Shandiz is. I tell them to go that way. I show them the way to the Shrine's Bazaar. I tell them to go over there. I have to help them out. Then I have to stand beside the foreigners and talk to them in English, in Spanish, in Japanese, Arabic.
You know all those languages?
I've learned a little to be able to talk to them. Yes, I have to do even more. Mm. These old people that come here, I have to carry their luggage and take them up to their rooms. This is my life. What's the use in that? If I stay here for another 10 years, I won't progress in any way. I'll stay like this forever.
Yes.
What's the use in that? When am I going to progress? Look, you tell me. When am I going to get rich? When am I going to marry?
Oh, all this talk is because you want to get married, no?
No. Well, I don't mean now. I have to do other things first. Well, that would be the last stage.
Can I ask you a question, then?
Of course.
What's your first step?
My first step? I'll tell you that one later. Look, Sajjad, look. Take a look at this. Look at it carefully. Do you see what it says?
Who's Poshtikui?
I'm Poshtikui. Vahid Poshtikui. Our village is on the other side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our name means.
But you came to Mashhad in a helicopter?
No, they built a tunnel through the mountain. It's easier to travel now. Forget about that. Read this part. You see?
50 million rials.
5 million tamars.
5 million?
Now check the one below. Read the name. Fardru. Mr. Fardru.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hotel Tarat in Quiche? Good day. Have I dialed the right number? I don't know which branch I've called. I think you've got many branches. Good day to you. Thank you very much. Yes, I called to make a reservation. One person. The 25th. No. Don't reserve now. I just called to ask if you have any rooms available then. Okay. Excuse me, how many rooms do you have in your hotel? 300. Well. And all your branches are me? No, I was just curious, that's all. Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Hotel Taro belongs to Mr. Fardru, right? Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Yeah, good day to you. Goodbye.
You're going to Quiche?
Me?
Yes.
No. But I think Vahid's going.
Vahid?
Yeah.
Well done. That's great. How did he persuade Mr. Habibi to give him the time off?
I don't know. It was strange for me as well how he was able to do that. Because since I've come here, I haven't seen Vahid go out for a day. Grandfather, a question. If you had lots of money, what would you do with it?
How much do you call a lot of money?
I don't know. How much is a lot for you?
I'm asking you.
Well, I think a billion. Is that enough?
Okay.
A billion. If you had a billion, what would you do with it?
How did I come across a billion?
Use your imagination.
Well, how did I come across it? You can't just get rich like that, my son. Everybody loves money. It's not a bad thing, and you can't find anyone who doesn't want it. You can't have everything and have all that money. It's impossible, my son. It doesn't make any sense.
Don't look at it that way, then. Let's say people got rich just like that. Well, that's good, isn't it?
My son, you live to become a better person, not to stay alive at all costs. Well, you can't get rich by fantasizing all day. If it was like that, everybody would be swimming in money. No, my son, no, it's not like that. A billion.
Hello? Vahid, is that you? Listen, I called. Of course I did. The man's not a fake. Yeah, he's the owner. It's all real. Everything was true. Why do you think the guy was playing with your head? No. So what are you going to do now? No, I mean the cheque. What are you going to do with the cheque?
I don't know. I'll do something with it. Well, I suppose I'll cash it. What's wrong with that? It's my check. Oh, I'll call you later. All right. I'm at your service, Miss Panadar.
Vahid, without looking into my office, tell me, did you inform the Ghavami family that there were no tickets for them?
Who's Ghavami?
I said don't look.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's Ghavami?
You called me last night and said Mr. Ghavami wanted return tickets, so I checked, and an hour later I told you there weren't any tickets available. Did you tell them or not?
Oh, no. But I did write it down. They weren't in their room, so I forgot.
Since yesterday, you've been distracted.
No, I'm paying attention to you.
Then why are you looking at me?
You said don't look over there. Just look at you.
Well, you're the one who's distracted. If you were, eight people wouldn't be in my office with their luggage in their hands waiting for tickets.
With their luggage?
I said...
Oh, sorry. With their luggage.
Don't look.
Okay.
I have to sort this out by myself.
I'm sorry.
Don't look, okay?
Oh, no. Oh, God. Ah. Mr. Habibi?
Come in, Vahid-san.
Excuse me.
Not many customers, right?
No, sir. Not one.
I have a complaint. If you had nothing to do, you could have taken a cloth and given this place a wipe.
Oh.
You know very well that I love antiques, valuable things, and valuable people. There's only one Hotel Zaire and only one Vahid Pushtikuri. If you're not around, I'm crippled.
Thank you very much. You're too kind, Mr. Habibi. I had a favour to ask.
Oh, come on, don't say that. What favour? It's my duty. Go on.
You're too kind. I want a 3-day leave of absence. I want a 3-day leave of absence. 3.
You never took advantage. I was just being kind. In this state?
What state, sir? We have no customers coming.
We're very busy, actually. Have you ever seen the hotel stay like this for 2 days straight?
No, but my family needs me. I'll be back quickly.
Well, I'll tell Miss Padidar to get tickets for all of them. They can all come here. I'm at their service.
Excuse me, get tickets for who?
Your brother, your sister, your mother.
Oh, no, they can't come. I mean, well, they're too busy. I have to go there.
I said you can't. If you go, what am I going to do with this hotel?
It's just 3 days.
I can't let you go for 3 days. Or two. Or one. Or even half a day. It's impossible.
Not even 2 days?
I said you can't. What will I do without you? Go. Go back to work. Come here later on and dust this place up.
Okay. Oh, fate.
What did you say?
Oh, fate. Ah. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to God. If you'll excuse me.
See you later. You can't say good things about them.
Ah. Sajjad, your picture's up here as well. Me, my father, and grandfather. Oh, they're standing way behind you. No, the picture beside it. Oh, is this your father? No, on the right. Oh, this one. Oh, that's your father, right? Yes. May God keep him for you. So many people here. Well, I know a few of them. It's a shame we didn't take a picture of Mr. Fardru. Yes, a crying shame. I'll go and cash the cheque.
Why? Are you sure?
Yes, why shouldn't I be? After all these years working here, he didn't give me 3 days off. Why should I stay?
But what has that got to do with you cashing that cheque?
Why shouldn't I? It's mine. It's got everything to do with it. Do you even know what Mr. Fardru told me? Do you?
No, I don't.
Of course you don't. He said, you come and work in my hotel, in Kish. You'll have full authority. You understand?
Really?
Is that what it means? So he explained to me that if I agreed to work there, I could come and go however I liked. Or not come at all. If I go and work there, I won't have to beg them for 10 days off so they can give me 3 days leave of absence. If they give it to me.
You know better than anyone else why Mr. Habibi didn't allow it.
No? Why didn't he?
Come off it, Vahid.
When I came for this job, I wasn't planning on working here for the rest of my life. Like they say, if you're coming now, you're going to be going later. That's enough. I can't stay here any longer. The first day I came to this hotel, I always dreamt of being an owner of a hotel one day. Was that funny? No. No, it's not funny. The picture. Why should I wear my shoes out here? Why do I have to stand and talk to the foreigners and learn their languages? All of that was for me to become an owner of a hotel one day, with full authority. To become an owner of a hotel. Look here. The first step is to cash this cheque. 5 million taman. Do you see it?
What have you done to it?
Oh, well, tea dripped everywhere. A little bit. Would they object?
I don't know. You're definitely going to go and cash it?
Yes. Why shouldn't I? It's in my name. Look at it. Poshti Kuhi. I'm going to do it. You know what else Mr. Favreau told me? Look at me. Mr. Favreau said, this is only 1 month of your payment I'm giving you before its due date. Imagine when I go and work there, what working conditions I'll have. Yes.
You haven't worked for him yet.
Hmm? What did you say?
You haven't gone there to work for him yet.
I understand. I will go. I'll go and work for him. Sajjad?
Yeah?
Once, I asked Sayed Razi, Sayed, why have you hung all of these pictures up? Do you know what he said? He said, son, all these people have a story to tell. If I stay here and work, even for another 10 years, I won't become anything. I'll stay like this without a story to tell, and my picture will never go up on the wall.
So you think because my picture's up there that I'm a very important person?
Aren't you? You must be, but you don't know it. I'll go and cash my check now.
Wait, Vahid.
What is it?
If you cash this check now, you can't stay here any longer.
Are you serious?
You can't take somebody's money, put it in your pocket and walk off happy as Larry. You have to go and work for the man.
So I'll go and work for him. Let me go and cash it. Maybe I'll go and maybe I won't.
God.
Hello? Sajjad, is that you? It's me, Vahid. Listen, I need your help. Can you come out for a second? Outside the shop. Come out of the shop, walk towards the bazaar. And you'll find me, okay? Sajjad!
What's the matter? Tell me.
Are you on your way? Look, I'm right behind the shop. Hello? Sajjad, talk to me. I'm waiting for your answer. Sajjad!
Vahid?
You're on your way?
It's me.
Well, it's you. You scared me. Look, come, Sajjad, come. Come.
What's going on?
Look, no one will see us here.
Why do you look like this? Were you in a fight?
No, not a fight. They were going to rob me. My 5 million.
You're lying.
Why should I lie? When I left the bank, I saw two big guys on a motorbike watching me. They pulled me into a street. One of them grabbed me and ripped my shirt. I was lucky the street wasn't a dead end, so, well, I ran for it.
But they followed you?
Yes. And when we got to the end of that street, I ran into another street, and, well, finally I lost them.
Okay, now.
I say, Sajjad, what am I going to do with the money now? I can't take it into the hotel. What if Mr. Habib sees me and asks me what it is? I haven't told him I'm going to Kish yet.
Well, that's why I told you you shouldn't cash it.
Well, I have to put it somewhere safe now. And get it back before I leave, right?
Why didn't you leave it in the bank?
Well, it's in cash now. I say, Sajjad, Sayed Razi's a good man, right?
You doubt it?
No. I mean, his shop. Is his shop a safe place? Can you ask him if I can put the money there?
No.
Why not?
Go and take it to Jamal's shop. He has a safe, he's reliable.
No, I don't need a safe. If I go to Jamal, he's going to start questioning me. What's this? Where did you get this money from? And when he finds out, he'll certainly tell Miss Padadar, and she'll tell Mr. Habibi, and then it'll all go around.
You have to tell Mr. Habibi in the end. Why are you procrastinating?
I will tell him in the end. I just can't tell him now. Will you talk to Sayed Razi for me, please? I beg you.
Very well, then. Just give it to me.
Just... Is 5 million okay?
Okay, give it to me.
You're careful. Do you want it to stay with me?
Well, keep it for yourself.
No, it's no trouble. Here. It's safer with you. Be careful.
Okay, okay.
Sajjad, be careful that they don't take it from you on your way.
Look, it's right here.
Hold it tightly, right? Call me when you get there.
Why didn't he come himself?
I don't know. I guess he was embarrassed to.
He was embarrassed? Why? Has he done something wrong?
No, he hasn't. The money is rightfully his.
Did I say it was somebody else's? But what was the rush?
I don't know.
I think Vahid leaving here, from the hotel, isn't right at all. And he knows that. Nobody loves this place, this bazaar, and these travellers more than he does. If he didn't know this, he would have told Habibi by now. And he'd be standing here instead of you. But I don't know why he rushed into cashing this check.
I guess. Maybe it was bothering him, distracting him.
Why, is it a splinter to bother and distract you?
I don't know. Something like that.
If he's going to react like this with his first wage, what's he going to do with the rest?
I don't know.
Listen. Call him. Tell him to come here. I want to talk to him. Don't make excuses. You disappointed me.
Sir, nothing's happened yet. I'll go right now and I'll talk to them. I'll beg them to move into another room, okay?
Vahid, son, how many times did I remind you? I said I have important guests. Keep the room on the second floor facing the shrine vacant. But you did the opposite.
Sir, you didn't remind me. You only told me once. Nothing's happened now. But give me a chance, I'll sort it out. Have you ever seen anyone leave this hotel disappointed?
That's why I'm so angry. That you always pay close attention. You never make mistakes. What happened yesterday? You weren't yourself. Your mind was someplace else. Why didn't you write it down, huh? Go. Go back to work.
Vahid, come. Look.
Miss Padada, you see? You see how he shouts at me over a silly room?
Well, he's right, Vahid. I witnessed him telling you more than 10 times.
Not 10 times. He only said it once and left. It's not so dreadful. Do his guests have to go in that specific room? Can't they stay in another one? I know. Mr. Habibi's upset about something and he's taking it out on us. Yes. Miss Padada, do you think he's found out about Kish? Kish? Kish?
You've already decided on going?
Shouldn't I? Even if I didn't, after what I've done, he's definitely going to fire me.
Don't worry, he won't fire you. I don't understand. Mr. Fardru came only for a day, and he's stealing you away from us? So strange.
Miss Padada, he hasn't stolen me yet.
Vahid, let me tell you something. If you go, no one can fill your shoes.
Really?
Yes, we'll miss you very much. That's why Mr. Habibi's upset.
You're serious?
Yes. Don't go, stay.
Ugh. Now I don't know what to do. I'm not a guest. I would have poured the tea.
Of course you're not a guest. A guest is a friend for a couple of days. Maximum a week. If he stays for a long time, still his thoughts are with his home and family.
True.
A guest, my son, is in a hurry to return home. But I don't know why you're in such a rush to leave.
Me? No, I'm in no rush.
I was waiting for you yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was very busy yesterday. I'm sorry for troubling you with all of that money.
That's okay, son. Okay, now tell me, Vahid. Have you made a decision?
To leave?
Yes.
No.
Oh, God. But Sajjad said you were definitely going.
I do want to. I'm lucky. And how many times do you get this kind of luck? Sayed, don't look at me like that. You make me feel guilty.
All this time I've known you, you'd always say you were so lucky to come here. I've come to Mashhad. I'm working for Mr. Habibi. I'm staying here forever.
Yes, you're right. But I do have to progress, don't I?
Of course you do, yes. But Vahid-san, I'm afraid it's all temptation.
Razi, it's 5 million. Who wouldn't be tempted?
Years ago, a young man came here and sat next to Mr. Habibi. His temptation, feeling pinned down here, his cause, wasn't money. Now. Oh, God help us. Son, it's best if you put this money back in the bank.
But, Sayed, this money...
Tell me, if you had doubts, why did you cash the check?
Mr. Farrou says it's my wage. He gave it to me in advance.
Then what are you worried about?
Well, since he gave me this check... My mind has been buzzing, thinking what to do or what not to do with this money. I had so many plans for it. But since yesterday, when I cashed it, it's been messing with my head. I was nearly robbed. It's just made things worse.
Yes. Yes. This money that we make so many plans for... We think it'll solve many problems and sort out our whole lives. One day, it becomes a troublemaker itself. Yes? But Vahid-san, I'll pray for good things to happen to you.
Thank you, Sayed. If you'll excuse me.
Take care, son.
Sayed?
Yes, son?
Nothing. Goodbye. Mr. Habibi?
Come in, Vahid-san.
You called for me.
Sit down.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you, too.
There's no need to. I know everything. Before Mr. Farrou gave you the check, he told me everything.
Seriously?
I didn't want you to pass up this chance. I never thought that you would leave. you would leave us alone. You remember what you said the first day you came here, after I told you to sit down so we could seal the deal? You said, I've made a deal with someone else. Now, if he can't keep you here, what can I do? Here. This is to start you off. Where you're going, they'll need to know how many years you've been working, where you've been working, if they're pleased with you or not. And this is a sample of what the rest will look like. And this is all your savings. You remember when I wanted to pay you, you said open a savings account for me. That's all of it.
Thank you very much.
The truth is, I have to apologize for something. Sorry for shouting at you. I wasn't angry with you.
No, it's fine.
I really didn't want to lose such a good employee. But never forget, whenever you come back, I'm at your service. I'll keep your place safe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Habibi. Mr. Habibi, forgive me. Have I disappointed you?
Of course not, Vahid-san. Wherever you are, I only wish the best for you. That's my only wish.
It's not always luck that comes knocking at your door. Most of the time it's right at home, but we don't see it. Here, this bazaar, this hotel, this shop, all these people that I see every day, and the shrine I pass by every day. The travellers that come here are different from anywhere else. Tourists don't just come here for a vacation. And my wages aren't that bad. Hello? Hello, Six-Star Tara Hotel in Kish? I'm Vahid Poshtikuhi. I'd like to speak to Mr. Fardru. When an old woman who's tried for so long to come here tips you 1,000 taman, it's worth more than that.
So
it's a blessing.
Sit up straight.
Okay. Everything seems different here.
Straight.
I want to become something right here. To make a story here. I want my picture to go up on the wall of this shop. What, straight? Straight,
yes.
I'm Vahid Poshtukuhi. For years, I've been helping Imam Reza's pilgrims.
A smile.
I pick up their luggage, give them the directions that they want. I pour them tea. I help them out. Well, that's my story. پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم جایی میونه بودن و نبودن میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عبرابه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن جوانیامون توی قاب اکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن من تو خودم گم شده بودم اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه